Stacey and Jay Spoon, East Coast Radio.
Yeah, Stacey, I want to talk about something. This is both sad and funny at the same time.
Oh, great.
You remember in 2019 how everyone was like, 2020 is going to be my year.
2020 is what we were. We had the audacity, guys, to call it 2020.
And everyone was like, I'm going to show all my haters. I'm going to reach all my goals. I'm going to reach all my dreams. You watch me. 2020 is going to be my year.
Yeah.
And then 2020 came and it served us a whole lot of bleep.
Yeah, yeah, look, I mean, rough. No one, literally no one could have seen this coming.
And
yeah, and that's why, like, when we even got back on Monday and we were talking about, you know, like, it's a new year. People are still saying, like, Happy New Year to me. And I'm like, is it happy? Is it a new? Is it a year? Like, what's
going on? Now, associated to all of this, of course, is the whole New Year's resolution thing. I don't know whether it's just me or has everyone just abandoned the whole idea of, like, New Year, New Me resolution.
100%. No, that's rubbish. We've let that go. You saw what happened last year. It's too high risk, Jay Spurs. It's too high risk.
Oh, man. But surely there are things that, like, as people would like to achieve this year, like, that maybe you jot down, just say, you know what, I've got goals, you know?
Yeah.
Surely there's a situation like that at least going on. Like, I know for me, my one and most important goal this year is to be able to breathe and stay alive. The other one is to successfully drop, obviously, my EP called Gulf of Alaska, to perform on a national platform like TV, to secure an international music feature. And the other one is just to be healthy.
Oh, you've got a lot of things on this list.
The other one is just to be healthy mentally, physically, and just to be in a loving relationship.
Well, I mean, so that pretty much covers all the bases. I am just trying to live a life that is a little cleaner, a little less cluttered by nonsense, you know? To kind of, like, not only be grown, but to be accountable.
Be accountable.
Yes, to be
That's
a whole
a good
grown
one.
Woman
yeah.
by the end of 2021.
So let's put this out there, KZN. We all know that this thing of New Year's resolution has, you know, it's triggering for a lot of people. Yes, a lot of people. So we want to know from you, what is that one thing, at least in 2021, that you hope to sort of achieve?
Why are you looking at me like that? Have you got something in mind for me, aside from being accountable
I've
and a grown woman?
I've got something in mind for you.
Was my list too short?
Very short. You've got a few things that you need to ding-ding-ding-ding-ding. But we are asking KZN right now, what is that one thing you hope to achieve by the end of 2021? Please let us know. 061-792-9495.
No pressure.
What is that one thing?
Just the one thing.
That one thing that you at least hope to achieve by the end of 2021.
Yeah, look, I said I want to learn how to be not only grown, but fully accountable. So I want to grow into my accountability, you know? I want to be on another level. I'm trying to get up in my Oprah Winfrey, like, bag.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I see, yeah.
I'm trying hard. Also, I don't know why you can't just allow me to get through the sentence without laughing at me like it's completely unrealistic. I could do those things.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
I could.
We did get a couple of voice notes coming through. Let's take a listen to this one in particular.
Goal for 2021, besides fighting COVID, is to meet Stacey Norman.
Ooh. Interesting. Interesting.
Stacey, can you make that happen during a pandemic?
We have the internet.
Okay.
One of the Olsons just got divorced via Zoom. So, I mean, like, if she could do that, why can't you have a date via Zoom?
Okay, we're going to make that happen.
Okay.
Excited about that. Can't wait to see that via the Zoom call.
You sound very excited about that,
Jay
Spear.
Yes,
anyway, now to the phone lines.
Timmy!
Okay, Tim, welcome to the show. How are you today, doll?
I'm very good, thank you. And yourself?
No, you know. Well, I mean, I've just got dates lined up. Just left, right, and center.
I'm busy.
It's popular.
Well, look, let's see. It's actually technically just the one date, so we're moving on swiftly. Okay, so Tim, what are you planning on achieving / hoping to achieve by the end of 2021?
So, it's not really something to achieve, but just something to withstand throughout the year. I'm a non-reader. So, before I get into bed, normally I get absorbed by TikTok for about 30 to 45 minutes, which is
addictive.
It's not anything educational, nothing
not
too
learning
good for
anything.
The soul. You know?
It's very addictive.
No, it's not too good for the soul. So instead, I'm going to read a book.
Ah,
good for you.
Well done, Timmy. And wish you all
so
the...
far, so good.
Yeah, so far, so good. Well done, man.
Listen, I mean, Tim, this might be the beginning of like Tim's book club.
Yeah, well, there you go. Tim's book club.
One book. One book. One date. Look at us thriving in 2021. Thank you.
Thank you, Tim. Just FYI, there is an accident just outside Ashford, and if you want to be notified.
Oh, now you're trying to take this as joke.
We'll see you.
Shout out, Tim. Shout out, Tim.
Now, Stacey, talking about goals that need to be achieved by the end of 2021,
I may have
something for you.
Here it comes.
Now, selfishly, this may be convenient for me, but I also think it'll be convenient for you and Goku, your cat. Maybe you should learn how to drive. Like, just drive. So I don't have to drive you around all the time.
Like please, a sexy Uber driver.
Please help yourself, this year. I would really appreciate that. Please.
Okay, so for the record, I can drive. I just don't currently.
Wait, don't lie.
I'm currently without a license.
Stacey, don't lie. You can't drive. Don't do that on the radio. You can't drive. You can't drive. Admit it, and you need to learn.
Legally, I can't, but legally, I can't drink either. Okay, all right, wait. But now. Okay. Oh, okay. All right, fine. That's fine.
You need to learn how to drive, babes.
It's important to be, while I'm being grown and accountable. I could be doing, I could be taking in some audiobooks like Tim while I'm in the car. I love this. But the question is, Jay Spoo, who is going to teach me how to drive? Such a big responsibility, Jay Spoo. Who should do
hold
it?
Hold on. I didn't think that far.
Who, I wonder, who on this team would
I didn't think that far.
To do it.
I'm going to sleep on that team. Let's sleep on that. And then we'll
who
come
has
back
the patience?
With a full
who has
report.
A child and therefore has the patience?
What?
So Jay Spoo has not outed me. I don't drive. I e-hail cabs.
No, don't say you don't drive. Say you can't drive. That's a more accountable response.
Actually, you know what, Jay Spoo, you're right. I cannot legally nor physically maneuver a motor vehicle from point A to point B. And as such, I would obviously need to learn. And I mean, what a beautiful journey, you know what I mean? But the question was, who would be able to teach me? And I've gone around the room and
Mind.
Does his name stop with a J and end with a spoo?
No, I was like, Nick could do it. Nick, you could teach Stacey how to drive, right?
Yeah, but it's
you have the time.
Do I?
Yeah, you have you look like you're very patient.
Excuse me, he's caught to being married, he's got things to do,
so
he lives
much
at your
on my plate. There's so much on my plate.
Please make sure it's not me. Dude, please make
sure
it's
so far to drive every single day.
So far. So far.
Nick.
No, Jay Spoo, I love this. I love this. Nick's microphone suddenly isn't working. I think this would be great for us as a bonding experience, Jay Spoo. I love this idea. Let's do it. You know what? Not even by the end of 2021, maybe by the middle of 2021. Just really focus and get involved, and then I can run and go toot toot beep beep.
It's taking your relationship to a completely new level.
I agree. I think it'll be a great experience.
I think it's great for you.
The romance thing that you and I were trying to do just ended.
No
moral support, nothing
Jay
at all.
Jay Spoo, this is called being supportive. Thank you. In fact, there's a whole snap poll up on our socials asking KZN whether or not Jay Spoo, you specifically, should teach me how to drive. I think it would be great for us.
Oh my
I'll
goodness.
Learn how to drive. You'll learn how to love me more. Because obviously that's the only thing that can come out of this.
Oh my goodness.
Toot toot beep beep.
Oh God.
Stacey and Jay Spoo, East Coast Radio.